This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to control air pollution in Colorado is being scaled back after resistance from state regulators. Democrats in the legislature wanted a program to cover permits for all industrial polluters. That proposal has been revised to cover only new sources and not existing operations. State lawmakers could spend nearly $140 million more on mental health services, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Senator Chris Colker was able to get treatment for his depression. As he helped to introduce a new mental health spending package, he thought about the people who might now be able to get that same kind of care.
It will make a real difference in the lives of thousands of Coloradans. And I look forward to getting them across the finish line.
A package of bills includes about $136 million for nonprofits, governments, and others. The money is expected to come from federal funds as a one-time expenditure. It could be used to build new facilities and housing or expand services. The state spends more than $1 billion a year on behavioral health. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's members of Congress voted in favor of bills that ban Russian oil imports and revoke favored trade status. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on Thursday's vote.
Both measures passed the Senate unanimously. The bills were sent quickly back to the House, where all Colorado representatives voted in favor this time, with Republican Lauren Boebert switching her vote to yes. She was the only Coloradan to vote against the bills last month. The trade bill punishes both Russia and its ally Belarus. The Biden administration has already banned Russian energy imports through executive order, but the bill now codifies that. Both measures head to the president's desk. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
University of Denver's men's hockey is going to their national championship. The Pioneers beat Michigan in the semifinals last night. Sophomore Carter Savoy had the game-winning goal.
Oh, everybody forgot the puck. Savoy had break wide open down low. Michigan's got to recover. Break in front for the win. Score!
The final score in overtime was 3-2. DU plays Minnesota State for the national title tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.